السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 12th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1443, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah At-Tur, chapter number 52, and verse number 35 will be our starting point, right up to verse 49. That will be the ending of the surah and chapter, inshaAllah. Aziz. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives us glad tidings. Tomorrow, on the Day of Justice, we will meet our beloved parents, our beloved spouses, our children, siblings. وَأَلْحَقَنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Almighty Allah states, we will merge and combine you with your progeny and your family, provided that they have iman and faith. So what a great bounty it is. We think about them on many occasions, but that day will be the day of assembly. And thereafter, Almighty Allah speaks about the bounties and favors of Jannah. Famanallahu alayna, and Allah Ta'ala let confer these bounties and favors upon us. Wa waqana azab as-samum, and protected and saved us from the punishment of the scorching fire. So therefore, always beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala for Jannat al-Firdaus. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Thrice a day minimum, when a person begs Almighty Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus and Paradise, then Jannat itself will intercede, Ya Allah, even I want this person to enter Jannah and Paradise. And thrice a day minimum, we beg Almighty Allah for protection from Jahannam and the Nar, the fire of Hell. Then Jahannam and the Hellfire will also say, I don't want this person to enter here. We are not Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, we are but ordinary mortals. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Innal Jannata Tashtaqu ila Salman. There were some Sahaba and companions and students of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannat itself said, Ya Allah, I am desirous that they must enter Jannatul Firdaus. Imagine how great and eminent they were, the beloved students, companions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for all the Sahaba, we say radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Today's lesson, chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, verses 35 to 49, Almighty Allah is posing rhetorical questions. Every one of us can understand it, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, male, female. See the questions Almighty Allah is posing. Chapter 52, verse 35. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. أَمْ what? It is interrogative, a question. خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Were they created from nothing? From anything were they created? No, you were created from nothing. Each one of us 100 years ago, 200 years ago, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءًا مَذْكُورًا. You were non-entity, nobody knew us. So He, Almighty Allah, created us. He created our spiritual father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam and Eve. So He, Almighty Allah, created Adam from the dust and sand and clay. For me and you, our parents met, and then the semen and sperm and so forth. So we were created from that. So Almighty Allah is showing His Qudrat Kamila, His complete absolute power, authority. Amuhumul Khaliqoon, or are they creators? Did you create yourself? Who can say that He created Himself? No one in the entire universe can say He creates. Only Almighty Allah is the creator. Why? You have to make ensoulment, enter the ruh, and enter the ruh, the soul, the spirit into that, and that only Almighty Allah does. Who created the heavens and the earth? أَمَ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ What? Did they create the heavens and the earth and the universe? بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ Nay, they don't have firm conviction. They don't have firm belief. We must have this belief. أَلَّا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ Allah, behold, for Him exclusively, Almighty Allah, He is the sole Khaliq, exclusive creator. وَالْأَمْرُ And He alone commands. He tells the sunrise, you must rise 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sunset? Who brings about the full moon? Today in South Africa, we are saying it's the 12th of Zulqa'dah. In most parts of the world, it's the 13th of Zulqa'dah. And you look at the moon tonight, and in those parts of the world, you will see it's full moon. Laylatul Badr, the moon shining in its glory and beauty. Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand. In Islam, we call it Laylatul Badr. So nevertheless, we will follow our local calendar, but we need to reflect, wonder, ponder, Qudrat ka Karishma, on the power of Almighty Allah. Am indahum khazainu rabbik, what? Do they possess the treasures of their sustainer, nourisher? Can they bring the rain? Can they bring the shade? Can they bring the climatic conditions? No, they try everything with their scientists, professors, engineers. One shot, Allah Ta'ala sends a hurricane. He sends a tsunami. He sends drought and famine. See, in Somalia, 40 years, the worst famine and drought. We should be praying for them. Allahumma anshur rahmatak ala ahli Somalia, Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, send your rain to the people of Somalia. Send your rain to the people of Port Elizabeth. Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. So khazain here means the treasures that are only by Almighty Allah. Our health, our wealth, everything belongs solely to Him. Are they possessing it? Definitely not. It is only by Allah. Am humul musaytirun. You see, you can read this word with a seen, musaytirun. Or you can read with a sword, musaytirun. Or are they the ones in authority? Are they the ones who are managing it? Nay, human being cannot manage himself. We cough when we don't want to cough. We sleep when we don't want to sleep. We break our hudu when we don't want to break. So imagine all these things happen. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا Human being is created so weak, but that pride and arrogance and that power and authority we all wish for, that is solely only by Allah. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ All the authority, majesty, greatness, and authority, sovereignty belong solely only to Him. So they are not the managers, nor do they have authority, and nor are they in charge of the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah is posing another rhetorical question. Am lahum sulam? What are they possessing? Any ladder? One big ladder going up. I live upstairs, so you need a big high ladder to climb right on the roof. So do they have such a big ladder to climb to the skies? Yes, tami'una fi, so they can listen what commandments Almighty Allah is giving the angels. They can't even hear their alarm ringing at night properly, so what are they going to hear about that? So Almighty Allah is refuting and debunking all their claims and telling them, you need to become the true slave of Allah, and not rely on your experiments, observations and theories. All that means nothing. That are all trial and error. أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِي. Do they have the ladder from which they can listen attentively to it, the wahi revelation? If you have it, فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. So let them produce and bring that one who is listening from them. بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. He must bring the clear proof, the clear authority, and the manifest evidence to say that this was the command Allah gave yesterday. This is the command Allah gave today. Who can do that? Therefore, we believe in wahi and revelation. Wahi revelation is supralogical. Our eyes deceive us, optical illusion. We're traveling and we see a mirage. We think on the tar road that there's water. When we reach there's no water. My own eyes deceive me, optical illusion. Our ears deceive us. We 5-10 people, somebody's phone rings, then we see that people look in their pocket, it was somebody else's phone. So in that way there, everything of ours is prone to error and mistake. But wahi, remember, revelation directly from Almighty Allah, no mistake, no error, 100% perfect. So that is why it is supralogical, above logic. They, the mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers there in Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings, they made the claim that the angels and the malaika are the daughters of Allah. Allah forbid. For themselves, they love sons. For Almighty Allah, they designated daughters. So Allah is posing this rhetorical question to them. Am lahul banat. So for him, Almighty Allah, you claim that he has got daughters. Walakumul banun. And for you, you love sons. So Almighty Allah teaches us, Hu wallahu ahad. He is one alone and unique. Allahu swamad. He is the one totally independent. He does not need anybody, anywhere, anytime, any circumstances. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He's not the father of anyone. He's not the child of anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There's none equal to Almighty Allah Jalla wala in any aspect, in any respect. At taswiya to be Rabbi kufrun. Anybody claims that any creation, a Nabi or a Wali or anybody else, is on par with Allah, is equal to Allah in any aspect, remember, such people are out of the fold of Islam. Quran says, "Idnu sawwikum bi rabbil alameen." The non-Muslims is to equate and put on par. Remember certain people, certain creation, and certain idols or whatever. And on par with Allah, Allah Ta'ala told them they go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is unique in every aspect, in every respect. Laysa kamithlihi shay. We must know what our belief structure is of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So he, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. But you can never say that the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is equal to Allah and same on par with Allah. Nay, so we must draw that distinction, and any other creation as well. Am lahul banatu wa lakumul banun. So they want for themselves. Allah does not have children, he does not have partners, he's not the father of anyone, and they are no children, nothing of all. Almighty Allah, Jesus, Son of God, is rejected absolutely, totally, as by us Muslims. He was a mighty, mighty messenger and a prophet of Almighty Allah. I told you before, they asked the one person who was a Christian why he embraced Islam. So he gave a wonderful answer. He said Christianity gave them three gods, Trinity and one wife. Islam said you must believe in one Allah, one supreme being, and if you want, you can marry up to four wives. So that was an easy way that he convinced the people. So see, sometimes we speak for hours, but we can't convince and persuade people. Sometimes a simple argument can win the day. Am tas'aluhum ajra, or what? Are you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger, peace be upon you sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking them ajra for any reward, for any compensation, for any wages? Nay, the Master alayhi salam does not ask anything. Qul la as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. Say, Ya Rasulullah, Habibullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you for absolutely nothing. No wages, no recompense, no compensation. But you must love my kith and my kin. You must love my family, my Muslim family. You must love Abu Lahab, and all of them are family, but they dispatch straight to Jahannam. So the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable wives, the children, grandchildren, son-in-law, father-in-law, all we must love, and this is enshrined in the noble Quran. We must love the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this in the noble Quran. La as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. Open Surah Shura, chapter 42 and verse number 23. So there you will find it very, very clearly. Chapter 42 and verse 23. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, Am tas'aluhum ajra? Are you asking them for any compensation? Nay, fahum min maghramin muthqalun. So that then they will feel a debt, maghram, that a debt has been put, muthqalun, a big heavy debt has been put upon them, a big burden has been put upon them. Therefore, when we pay our zakat, what we say, Allahumma ij'alha maghnama. Ya Allah, I paid my zakat, my 2.5%, my 100,000, so we pay 2,500. So my 1,000 rand, we pay 25 rand. So in that way there, you must remember that we pay 2.5%, but we beg Allah, Ya Allah, the zakat, compulsory charity that I pay, make it maghnama, make it such, it's a booty that you will reward me many fold and multiple times. Wala taj'alha maghrama. To make you understand, you know how difficult it is to pay a fine. We're speeding and the police gave a fine, 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand. Or to pay taxes, very difficult, a big burden. So yeah, the word maghram came. Wala taj'alha maghrama. Don't make it a fine. Don't make it a taxation. Ya Allah, a big burden. We pay it lovingly, willingly, sincerely, because you gave it to us out of your benevolence and grace and mercy. So ajran fahum min maghramin muthqalun. So then it will become a huge big burden and a debt upon them, but it will not become a debt, because the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks you for nothing and is conveying the true message for all times, all places. Am indahumul ghaibu fahum yaktubun. Or do they possess the knowledge of the unseen that they are recording it and writing it? They don't even know what will happen after 5 minutes, let alone about next year and so forth. Therefore, they have to say weather forecast. They're predicting it. They think it is like that. But then when the floods come, they say, no, we made mistake and so forth. Hurricane comes, gale force comes, tsunami comes. Then people don't know what to do. So that shows that everything is solely only in the power and in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Am yuri duna kaida, or what are their motives and intention? Are they plotting, scheming anything against Islam, against the Muslims? فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who are the non-Muslims, they are the think tank. هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. They are the ones plotting, planning, scheming. Look at Israel, the apartheid regime. Look at the apartheid India today, and you will see ethnic dancing going on. They will bring their bulldozers and and they will bulldoze and demolish the home of Muslim. But they can't claim democracy. Proper apartheid regimes, apartheid India and apartheid Israel, the rogue regime, with the Nazi tactics. Remember that. Both of them, I'm telling you now, inshallah, you will see both of you will lose everything, and the Muslims will rule the whole of Palestine and the whole of India, as happened in the past. Remember that. Muslims rule Palestine for more than 1,000 years. Muslims rule India for 700 years. And you came now and you want to bulldoze the history and the homes and the human rights and religion of Muslims. It will never happen. Allah will tell, Allah will punish you, and Allah will expose you, as you can see nowadays what's happening. أَمْ لَهُمْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. What do they think? Do they have another deity? إِلَهٌ. إِلَهٌ, deity, idols, God, small g. غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, besides Allah, God, capital G. Do they have? No. What can they do? What can the idol do? The birds come, they urinate, defecate on it. It can't help itself. How is it going to help you? So every human being should be thinking about it. There's only one supreme being, only one God, capital G, only one Allah. There are no plurality and many gods and so forth. All that is a figment of people's imagination. Subhanallah amma yushrikun. Subhanallah. Allah transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect, and He is more perfect than the word perfect. That is Allah. That's the meaning of Subhanallah. Amma yushrikun, whatever they are ascribing to Him, that this is His partner, He is the partner, she is the partner. Allah is above all that. Allah transcends all that. He does not need anybody, anywhere, anytime. Now Almighty Allah speaks about punishment. Punishment in this world, punishment in the year after. Wa i yarau, and if and when they see, kisfam minas sama, kisfa, kit'atun azima, a big punishment coming down, minas sama, from the skies. So whether it is the hailstones, or whether it is the floods, or whether it is brimstones that came to the people who were the gay and homosexuals. So Almighty Allah punishes people in different ways. Minas sama isa qita. It will fall on them. Yaqulu. When the punishment is about to fall and take place and occur, what they say? Sahabum markum. That these are clouds stacked upon one another. Qawme ad wa ila adin akhahum huda. And they thought that it will be the rain coming down. And lo and behold, the punishment came down from the clouds. So that is all Almighty Allah warning us. You, Ya Rasulullah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the one and only. You are the rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mercy to the entire universe and creation. Fadharhum, hence leave them. Hatta yulaqu, till they meet. Yawmahumul ladhi fihi yusakoon, the day when they will faint, the day when they will fall unconscious. So on that day, the day of justice will come. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي أَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. On that day, their plotting, planning, scheming will not help them in the least. شَيْئًا will not help them 1 inch, 1 millimeter, 1 cent also. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Nor will they be granted any assistance or any help. So Allah gives the true Muslims barakah and blessing. And people who are Muslim, but remember, trampling the laws of Almighty Allah openly, like majority Muslims today, and non-Muslims, Allah gives muhula. Allah gives them enough rope to hang themselves. And then it's too late when death comes, and then they leave this world. وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and for those people who are the zalims, the tinpot dictators, the kuffar, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, the mushrikeen and the polytheists, idol worshippers, the munafikeen, the hypocrites who pay lip service to Islam but the heart is devoid of faith and conviction, عَذَابًا, there will be punishment, big, great grave punishments. دُونَ ذَلِكْ بِ beside this punishment, yeah, that in this world there will be other punishments in the year after. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of them know not. You, Ya Rasul Allah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you continue with your message and your mission. وَصْبِرْ. Exercise patience, endurance. لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكْ. For the judgment of your sustainer, nourisher. Why? فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Because you are in front of our eyes. What it means? فَإِنَّكَ بِحِفْظِنَا. You under divine protection. Allah is protecting you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah is protecting you from the enemies and the people. إِنَّكَ فَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Those who are mocking, scoffing you, we will suffice for you. Against them, we will punish them. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ وَالْأَبْتَرْ. Any person hates you, makes a mockery of you, Allah will crush and demolish them. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You glorify the praises of your sustainer, nourisher, حِينَ تَقُوم. When you arise, you wake up the tahajjud time, praise Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ. And at night time again, praise Allah. فَسَبِّحْهُ. Say Subhanallah وَبِحَمْدِهِ. Say Subhanallah العظيم. وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُوم. And when the stars, they disappear, and now the tahajjud time, fajr time is coming in, sunrise is coming, the stars disappear. So daytime, nighttime, praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It's only the grace and mercy of Allah we completed chapter 52. Allah Jalla Wala accept it, bless our parents, our teachers, and the entire ummah. Give us tawfiq to complete, serve the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah till the last breath. 130 to 2, inshallah, we go to Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 10 to 16. 2 to 2:30, report back will be trip to Durban. 2:30 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:40, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:40 to 4 will be the zikr and du'as. So inshallah, thereafter the program will continue. 4 to 5, inshallah, will be a lecture in Urdu, inshallah. And then 5 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub. And thereafter 7 to 7:30, the tafsir you heard now. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel. 8 to 10, inshallah, will be the Q&A live with Maulana Arafat and myself, inshallah, Aziz. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.